fucking dickhead.
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Podcast.
Well,
for fuck's sake.
I suppose you should start with a question, to be honest.
Go on.
Just open it with a little question. What sounds like a podcast but isn't actually a podcast? It's a rhetorical question, not this shit. This shit is podcast as fuck. But just a little nod to Twitter there. I've been seeing all those questions going around.
I saw one yesterday. It was quite good.
Well, what was it?
It was something to do about what's not mental illness, but should be mental illness, and it was people creating Instagram pages for their newborn child and then posting as if the child was posting.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Fuck that right out the door.
It's bad enough when people do it with pets. Oh, I'm drinking an Aperol Spritz.
Gay.
Do you want to know why I'm drinking an Aperol Spritz?
Because it reminds you of Tizer?
No, because there's no other alcohol in the house. No, it's not a problem. It's not a problem that I'm just drinking any alcohol I can get my hands on.
I'm gutted. I've got alcohol in the house, but I've got to go out afterwards.
Well, where are you going?
Just pick up some shopping.
Oh, you could do that drunk.
It'll be better drunk.
I mean, if you get into an accident, the shop is not going to die, is it? It's all right. Oh.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Welcome to the Talk Amongst Yourselves podcast. You are here with Kevin and Flows. As usual, we're going to chat shit for an hour and a bit.
You heard?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm fucking busy. I've done hardly any prep for this week.
Mate, you should be busy because I just found out that your missus is a fucking menace.
Wonder what you was going to say then.
Jesus Christ. That, man, dude, get out the house.
Yeah, we've had that conversation before. I think it's absolute lunacy. Just as much as when she eats crisps and chocolate at the same time, that's mental.
You see, now my missus does that. I don't understand it, but I'll eat crisps and then chocolate afterwards, but same time, no.
Nice.
But this, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to pinch it. I'm going all Twilight Zone. Imagine, if you will, a pack of Haribo. We were having a short discussion on Twitter yesterday about Haribo sweets and what the best sweets are, and we're thinking of maybe doing some kind of discussion and competition on it. And then Mrs. Kevin, call her that.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Mrs. Kevin. She threw in that Haribos taste better when they're frozen. And I almost lost my fucking mind.
I think the whole of Twitter almost lost their mind.
I don't, like, of all the things that she could have said, that was never ever good. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Like, I could understand if you froze them and then threw them in a drink.
It's like when someone orders an extra hot tea. You're only going to be able to consume it when it's an appropriate temperature.
And also, tea's made with boiling hot water. What do you want? Like steam? Yeah, but, are you drinking steam?
Vapor. But my point is, you're gonna have to wait for the Haribo to warm up a little bit before you can start chewing on it. And because if you're swallowing it whole, you're not a penguin. You're not gonna just gonna go straight down the throat.
Dude, this is what I couldn't wrap my head around. I'm like, are you chewing them? I don't understand.
It was funny earlier because you know the conversation went on a little bit today.
Yes, yeah, of course it did. She threatened to call social services.
Before that, she said something. Let me just get it up. She didn't say that.
Is that? I don't want to know what you lot were up to this afternoon, Kim.
Yeah, she said. I said, "This is what I have to deal with." And she said, and she said, "What do you have to deal with? I don't see you turning down the frozen goodies." So I said, "Do I have a choice when you're going around putting sweets in the freezer behind my back?" She put today behind your back. I tell you to put them in there. So she's tweeted that and then walked into the room as I'm reading it. And I've looked around her and I've gone, are we having Twitter beef?
Mate, I was genuine. I was like, oh, this is heating up. I was like, what is it like in the Kevin household? I was just like, oh my God, like he's saying that it's behind his back. She's saying that you're an accomplice. She named you as an accomplice in Frozen Haribo.
I didn't reply. I was the bigger person. I didn't reply. I don't air out all my shit.
You just went to the freezer and got some Haribo.
Dashed it at her head because it's rock hard.
Oh, I was shooketh. I was. I mean, that was one thing that happened yesterday. Do you want to know what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
What's it? Naked pictures of Kerry Katona yesterday.
Did you really?
I did. Not only that.
Present day or?
Along with her mobile phone number.
What?
Along with her mobile phone number. I assume.
Is this present day Katona or prime Katona?
It's fairly recent. It's fairly recent.
Okay. She's still at it, yeah?
Oh, shit. Hang on. I've just thought about. No, it was Kerry Katona. No, it was. No, because I'm just like, hang on a second. It might have been that one from EastEnders now.
Or no, Westbrook.
Kerry Katona. Yeah, it wasn't Westbrook. It was Katona. I didn't want that. I didn't want that. I was not expecting that.
Bro, I don't think many people do. That's why it's going around with her phone number.
I will say this, though. She has looked out. She, bodily wise, She's in very good condition. I didn't ask for this. I do actually feel bad for her though. I do feel bad for her.
Why?
Like, dude, if that is still her phone number, her phone is full of dicks today. Her phone is chock. And if it's not her phone number anymore, it's probably someone else's phone number and their phone's full of dicks. Nobody deserves that.
When is her phone not full of dicks?
But those are not unwarranted. There's a difference between warranted and unwarranted digs.
I would imagine she gets a fair few.
Yeah, maybe over social media, but this is her 07 number. This is going into the same inbox where her children text her, Kev.
People are 079ing her.
They are 079ing her. It's, oh my God. She's there checking to see if her mum's coming over for a Chinese tonight, and there's a dick. Oh, it's not right. It's not right. What are we doing in our world today?
Well, we're sending dick pics to Kerry Katona.
I mean, of course I did. I had to.
What about this one?
Like, I'm sorry that this is happening to you. Click, click.
Yeah. So, apart from getting Katona's bits, what else has happened?
I found out a fun fact. It's illegal to own 6 or more dildos in Texas.
Now, America is full of really weird laws like that, isn't it?
It is.
I reckon it would be quite the journey to try and find as many as you could.
Spin-off. I think we should do a special bonus episode.
That's amazing.
I think bonus episode. But then I looked deeper into it. I was like, that can't be true. First of all, it is true. Second of all, Ted Cruz helped put that through.
What happened? What happened for that to become a law?
But you know, it's like it's the South, isn't it? That's Bible Belt. What's it called? Bible Belt? Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, strongly. I'm assuming it's left over from like the 1700s, but apparently someone tried to get it repealed. And if I'm right, it actually has been repealed, but it's still in their like constitution or their like fucking town charter or whatever. But I found out not only is it illegal to own six, it's illegal to own 6 or more of any, how did they refer to them? I think it was called device of ill repute or something like that. Which means not only can you not own 6 dildos or 6 or more dildos, you couldn't own 2 dildos two love eggs and two anal beads. It's like you can't own six of anything. You can't build up a collection of sex toys.
Why to put a downer on things? Calling it, what was it? An instrument of ill repute.
Ill repute, yeah. You're not allowed to have them wholesale.
Can you mentioned the Bible there. So did Jesus once say, I say unto thee, thou shalt have no more than six strap-ons?
No more than double thrice devices of ill repute.
Five? Okay. Six? Seven? What are we, rating films with cowboy hats? No chance.
No chance. I reckon it was probably because, if it was him, he's there living with his mum, they're sharing a bathroom, and this collection's just growing, and then the sixth one, like, she knocked his links out of the way to put it there.
It's like, no, mum! Fuck's sake!
My ex body spray!
Mum, can you get rid of at least one of these dildos? Seven is too many.
It's like, in fact, wait, God's talking, my father's talking to me. He said, thou shalt have no more than double thrice.
Double thrice, he said. Double thrice. I'm counting seven.
Don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Yes, I am counting lube as well.
Never put a cap on. It leaks everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I sold my flat today, this week.
You did?
I did
sell your flat. Nice. To a drug lord, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. He says I've got... He opened up his wallet and there was just like a massive wad. He's like, listen, you can have all this. Give me your flat.
And you didn't bother counting it, and now you've sold your flat for $2,000.
Yeah, I didn't see. I mistook the comma for a dot.
So have you put forward my idea that he has to give you the cash in a briefcase?
No, I've not. I've hardly had any dealings with him ever since. They've told me that all the checks have been done, and he's just waiting for contracts and all that. So I think once solicitors get involved, that's when I'll say, before we go ahead, do you have a briefcase?
Yes. Dude, I'm just letting you know, because I fucking dry cleaned my black suit. I am my white shirt. I've got sunglasses. He'll bring it. He'll put it on the table. I'll just stand behind you slightly to just over your shoulder, like arms crossed in front of me, like you're one of your fucking goons. And then you can do that thing where you like, you take up, pick up a wood, and then you like thumb through it. Yeah. Like you're counting it at super speed. Just, and then you go, it's all there.
Oh, you listen to actually, it, don't you? You listen to it. No, you're right, yeah, you that's, can hear the, that's all there. Yeah.
You can hear it counting itself.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then he'll turn around and say something like, it's all there. And then you just give him like a little disgusted look, throw it on the table, turn to son number one and be like, count it.
I just go to him, call me skeptical. You are, after all, a drug lord.
And then it'll be a little bit short, and then little man will have to pull out the water pistol.
Yeah, guns drawn either side.
Put it to his head. He's like, you think you're fucking about? You think we're fucking about?
Mexican standoff style.
Yeah. And then
it all goes off. Like in, have you seen Enemy of the State?
Yeah.
It all goes off like that. Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, there's condiments everywhere.
You're just left under the table, and then once everyone's dead, you just sneak off with the money.
Sneak off with the money, but like, yeah, actually, I quite like this. I'll have a bit of this as well.
Can get a new suit now.
Oh. But yeah, so you will be moving further away. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's a matter of time now. Got to get out soon. The clock is ticking.
Well, he's giving you cash. Like, he's more than his rights be. Like, get the fuck out tomorrow.
Is this interesting?
I don't know.
Probably not.
On to news, then.
Let's move on to news.
All right. I know we had a few things. There was one thing I wanted to just throw in last minute. I think I put it in the chat. I'm not sure if I did.
You did.
Probably not. I'm not that professional. No, there was a couple. It's not the one that I put in just now.
No, it's the one you put in yesterday.
No, not even that one.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It was Marcus Rashford.
What about
Marcus fucking Rashford? Well, first of all, he's starting a book club now. He's not content with feeding kids. He's like, they're going to read as well.
Mate, have a day off.
Second of all, fuck the Daily Mail. Do you see the story that went round on the weekend?
About him owning, he's starting a housing thing, a house thing, like a property thing.
Oh, yeah, he's bought like 5 properties.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he can. But it's, oh, mate.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you have money.
The mailery of it. Yeah, it's the Daily Mailery of it, though. Fucking, it was like campaigning. What are you trying to say, that he's using the money that's been raised for the kids to buy himself a house? And then fucking a picture of him hooded up, like at fucking training or whatever, with a weird look on his face. I tell you what I do love. If you can find the tweet where, I can't remember who he is. He's working with, I think he's working with Harper Collins or something like that. And I think they put a little bio or something on their page talking about what he's doing. The picture of him there is so geeky. It's unbelievable. He's just skinning teeth like a fucking... Oh, it's quite a scene. But yeah, I just wanted to take a little time out to say fuck the Daily Mail, to be honest.
I mean, again, I mean, we kind of, it goes without saying though, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. It does. They're fucking... Oh, they're the worst people. Cunts. Especially all that Mason Greenwood stuff they've been throwing around.
Oh, see, to be honest with you, I have no idea what you're talking about because it's just not in my attention.
In your stratosphere, yeah. Mate, well, did you hear the story about there's a Premier League star who apparently has been arrested for rape and false imprisonment? No, actually, it may not have been rape. I don't want to libel myself. No, slander. Sorry, libel's written. I think it was a sexual assault and imprisonment. So they put this story out, which is in the midst of all these other stories about Mason Greenwood being troubled and blah, blah, blah. And obviously everyone, and then later on, and I don't know whether they were forced to do this or whatever, but the damage already done, they were forced to change it to say that they changed the headline to say a Premier League footballer in his 20s, which obviously Greenwood's only like 19. But I was like, you knew what you were doing. You've been running stories about this kid falling by the wayside all week, and it culminates in, oh, somebody's been raping. I wonder who it could be.
What a thing to exclaim, somebody's been raping.
Oh, mate, they probably rub their hands. Like, they legit, when they hear shit like that, I bet they're happy.
Oh yeah, there's no morals.
Yeah,
in that
there's
in
no that. Oh, this is sad, but I have to do my job.
Yeah, if there was, they wouldn't run those stories, would they?
No, or they would run them in a more responsible manner. I mean, you know, news is fucked anyway. Let's not get into all that. Like, we'll waste the whole episode. I'll tell you something that has been in the news that I do want to mention though.
Go for it.
I want to move to Spain.
Well, that statue.
I want to, mate, I want to become a Spanish restoration expert. You know why? Actually, I don't even want to become an expert. I just want to set up a company because it seems like they'll give the job to fucking anybody.
And you can get away with it as well, it seems.
Mate, so obviously people, we may have seen the statue outside a church in Spain that was due to be restored, and they fucking Play-Doh'd it.
It does. It looks like something that's about to do, it's about to be made for claymation.
It's morph.
It's about to say it's morph or Pingo or something like that.
Yeah. But the thing is now, and hey, I can't even be, there is no understanding with this. There is no, these things happen. They don't, if you get a fucking expert in. Like, what are they doing? Just opening the yellow pages going, A. Aronson, he'll do.
A. Aronson Plumbing.
Now, the thing that makes this even worse is this is just one in a long line of Spanish botches. Obviously, you had the Monkey Christ, as they call it.
That's amazing, though, because I've just read up that they've it's created a whole industry out of that one, because it's now behind protective glass like it's the Mona Lisa. People flock to come and see it, and there's a museum off the back of it. It's a real tourist attraction now.
It is, which is great for whoever's making money, but that's a priceless piece of artwork lost forever. That is a piece of history that now looks like a fucking monkey.
Yeah, but monkey Christ.
There's other ones as well. Like, it just seems like in Spain, you just turn up and be like, I could do that.
You give me a score, I'll do that for you. Oh, he's gone and fucking restarted, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know this, but we had technical difficulties. We've completely lost our thread. We're talking about Spanish restoration, but I don't feel like doing that anymore.
Yeah, that was done.
It was done. What else? What do we talk about now?
Let's talk about... how about the Trump starting his own TV network?
Oh, mate. Oh, this is delicious.
There's some gold in this.
There is absolute fucking 24 carat
magic. Yeah, so he's yet to concede. Although he did acknowledge that Biden won. Bossman Biden won. He did acknowledge that.
Yeah, because he now won rank with Bossman Biden, that's why.
Pussy clats. But he hasn't yet conceded. But in the event that he does, and he will, come January 21st, he's at a loose end. So what's he going to do? Flows.
Well, apparently, he's not happy with the way that Fox News are reporting stuff. What's the word? Accurately.
Correctly.
Yeah. He's so this all goes back to when they declared that Biden had taken... It wasn't even Pennsylvania, was it?
Was it Georgia?
No, it wasn't Georgia. It was before that even. Well, Fox News declared that Biden had won a state because...
Please. Bossman Biden.
Bossman Biden. Apologies for the disrespect there, Bossman. So they, according to Associated Press, you know, the same people that were projecting and calling stuff when he won the presidency... and are generally accepted in America as the guys in the know. They reported that Bossman Biden had won a state and Trump was not happy with that and he wanted them to retract it. They said no. And so he's been... The best thing about it is he was stewing over that for like a week, because between him making this announcement about a TV network and this actual fallout happening, it was a good week, maybe even 2 weeks. So, yeah, he said he's going to make a new news network that will rival Fox. And given his track record of running businesses, why would you not believe him?
He just needs a couple of million to squander. And eventually...
just to tide him over.
And eventually it'll be just above mediocre.
He'll be the new... What was that thing that failed in America that just got shut down? Is it Quibi?
Quibi?
It was like an online streaming service. I don't even think it lasted a year or something. I don't know.
Well, that's because they've got far too many as it is. That's why that's failed.
Also, apparently the shows were just really shit. The shows were just really shit. But
what do you reckon it would be called?
Ah, mate. There's only one name for it in my eyes. Fakes News.
Fakes. I was trying to think of a play on words of Fox. I was thinking fucks, fuck. but then I was going to go with the simpler Trump TV, because he's got to have his name on it, because it's such an attractive sounding name.
Yeah, but of course it will be called Trump TV. Like, that is not even a joke. No. Like, you've hit the nail on the head with that.
But Fakes is quite good. I like that.
Fakes News, yes. Have you got any thoughts as to what TV shows might appear on this show?
I've got a couple. I've got a couple. Just
go on, throw one out at me. Throw one out.
Wife swap. So whenever his wife's fed up with him, he just replace her with a clone. I think they've been lobbying that recently. They've been trying to see if that one would work.
They've been pitching that concept.
Also, I've got one more. I1, it's called. Basically, people train for 4 years of their lives to get to a worldwide event. Let's call it the Olympics. So they'll train up until that point. They're in the prime of their physical condition. Mm-hmm. They, for example, they run a race. They run 100 meters. Mm-hmm. They actually win, but they don't get the medal because Trump will come along, claim that he won, and then he'll just take their medal.
I love it. So, like, every week it's just following this person's journey to greatness, and then at the
yeah,
end,
the highs,
the same way,
the highs, the lows, the injuries, the setbacks, one or two family bereavements, sort of bringing his training to a halt, and like overcoming so many like great big obstacles. Till it gets to the point where he's there, he's running his race, he wins the glory. Trump comes along, I won.
It's kind of like the reverse, you're fired. It'll become his catchphrase. Oh,
have you got any?
That's some good TV. That's some good TV. I got a couple shows. First off, we got Tommy Lauren with The Wall. This is where two teams, the red team and the blue team, will compete, answering questions and doing activities or tasks, as it were. And for each task or question that they get right and complete, they will get a piece of a wall. And then kind of like, you know, in the final round, kind of Crystal Maze-esque, they have to build a wall whilst immigrants are simultaneously trying to get into their zone.
Now, okay, I've got a couple of responses to that.
All right, let me just... The winner is the person with the least immigrants in their zone once the time runs out.
Okay. And I'm guessing the time is 4 years because that's how long he'd last.
Oh, they get a long time. They do get a long time.
Okay. Right, so my response to that is I like the idea of the wall, but what I have in mind is current The Wall with Danny Dyer as a presenter. Yeah. But instead of, have you seen this show?
I'm vaguely familiar with it.
So you know there's a big wall and it's like a plinky thing where it's like they drop balls from the top and they go down and eventually land in a slot where it's, and that slot is allocated a set amount of money that they're going to win.
Oh, okay, yeah, Gordon.
But instead of balls, it's Mexican immigrants. And then it's just like a pit.
Instead of money, it's cages.
It's just like a pit. Yeah, that's it. So they're separate. Mexican children, and they separate from their families. That's perfect.
That's one of the tasks. You have to separate the immigrants from their children.
Or you get the Dale Winton version called Bring On The Wall, and a wall is already built, but it's got like person-shaped holes in it, and the Mexican immigrants...
That's the one I know.
Yeah, your Mexican immigrants have got to try and fit through the holes.
While you exercise your whatever amendment right it is to shoot at them.
Exactly. Nice. Mm-hmm. Any more?
Nice. A couple more. I figured he might want to bring a more worldly flavour to it, so maybe you might want to employ a couple of English presenters. Tommy Robinson, Yaxley Lennon.
Yep.
With his own show, Yakety Yaks.
Fill in the blank.
No, it's just going to be him chatting shit. He'll have no problem filling that time slot.
You know, fill in the blanks. They come over here taking our blanks.
That's even better. We'll change it to a game show. I can just imagine him. Oh, and every week the brown person comes last.
And gets lynched, I assume.
Yeah. Some classic entertainment. Nigel Farage with the Gammon Hour. Just an hour of him being angry at things.
The Gammon Hour.
Modern life.
That sounds like a great show. Any other presenters?
I hadn't given any thought to any other presenters. If you've got any others, we're welcome to make this a panel show.
And we've got to find a slot for old John Kilclooney.
Oh, sugar, of course. Of course. In his segment called Name That Race.
Name the race. I was just about to say that. Can you guess where this person's from?
Well, you just keep saying the person's name over and over again, and then he just starts trying to refer to them by their race. Indian, Chinese.
The racial slur version of their race.
Yeah. God. Oh, and finally, for all the pop fans out there, we've got American Idol, spelled IDLE.
Yep.
Which is just a show where people come on stage and give off their lazy conspiracy theories about Democrats. The ones that haven't even been thought through and don't hold up to the slightest amount of questioning. The laziest conspiracy theory wins.
You are America's Idol.
I'm almost tempted to bring these ideas to him.
But do you know what I was thinking yesterday? This is just a little slightly off topic. I'm watching I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Ant and Dec, and I'm thinking, we could do that.
A lot of people could. Yeah. I mean, not to downplay us, but I don't want to overplay them.
No, I'm just saying our bounce is tremendous.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they're shit, but it is just the bants.
It is just bants, and the bants is what it makes is them just funny. The bants. Yeah,
yeah. I don't ever see them doing anything, and I'm like, oh, that is extremely well done. I'm just like, they get on well together.
That is when I find them funniest, when they're watching people do these trials and they're like fucking shitting themselves and they're just sitting there laughing at them. That does make me laugh.
Which is all well and good. What I kind of take umbrage with is the fact that every year they win a fucking TV award for it. I'm like, there are people out there doing a much better job than you. There are people out there that are fucking killing it in the game. And yous lot are getting an award every year because every episode there's a point when you two can't stop laughing at each other. That's all I ever see, just clips of them losing their shit. And I'm like, it's unprofessional as fuck. It's called corpsing. Stop it.
Yeah, but it's all natural though, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. This is the one time when nature does not trumble.
Someone else who might need a job on Fakes News.
Oh, shit, he would. He'd get a job as well.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
Go on, then, who are you talking about?
Dominic Cummings.
Exactly. He'd get a job. He's a Tory wanker. Good. Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. I mean, you've got, like, I've never seen anyone stage their own resignation before.
That was weird, wasn't it?
The fucking pictures of him leaving and waiting for the bus. Why are you waiting for the bus? You know you've got money.
Waiting for the bus. That was the weirdest thing. How fucking meek does he look there?
I know. We know that you can afford a car service. Oh, at the very least, you can hail a black cab. You're not fucking poor.
We know you have a car. You drove to Barnard Castle in it.
Get your wife to come pick you up.
Well, I was blind.
Exactly. Well, but no, this is a step too far. Driving after resignation. Couldn't do that.
Well, do you know why, though? Do you know why? He can't put the mileage on expenses. That's why.
I mean, if I was him, if I was planning on resigning, I'd have filled the tank up one last time the day before.
Yeah.
I'd have filled the tank up one last time, had one more lunch on the company credit card. But the state of those pics, like fucking Photoshop, like fucking, you know, they brought the colours out and shit like that of him like walking out of the fucking 10 Downing Street.
All it was missing was sad music, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it would have been like, I would have had more respect if they'd actually made a video like Trump did for his fucking coming back from the hospital shit.
One last wave goodbye to the cat, and then...
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
That's the cat singing.
Fucking oh god. The thing that I somebody tried to get it off the ground, in fact fucking did not work.
I saw a couple of people trying to say, well, that's it, there it goes. The closest thing you have to an everyman in you know, holding a cabinet position or holding a position in government, that like, people say they don't want these you know, posh Tories and stuff. It's like, mate, he's not fucking working class.
He is not an everyman.
Isn't his dad like a fucking baron or something? Like, he grew up with that silver spoon firmly wedged in his ass. Like, it was right. It's still there to this day. He was not an everyman at all. Just because he grew up when fucking Blur were popular and he dresses like the guy from... He's Jarvis Cocker. He looks a bit like a fucked up Jarvis Cocker. That's all it is.
Jarvis Cocker with an hard life.
Yeah, exactly.
What I want to know...
It. Boom.
What I want to know is why now? Why is he... resign now, because he had the chance to back when people were telling him to.
He had the chance to back when he should have,
yeah, and he was like, nah, fuck that. But now, like, so it's just some innocuous some innocuous thing has happened that hasn't even made the news properly, and he's like, I'm out.
I mean, calling your bosses Mrs. Princess Nut Nuts. That, you know,
supposedly,
how are you coming back from that? How are you coming back from that? Oh god. Yeah, bruv. And this is why would I trust this dude to help run a fucking country when my man don't even know the rules of engagement when you're chatting shit about people over text? Like, how was it that Boris saw that, if it is true that he saw that he called her Princess Nut Nuts? Like, you know who you can chat shit at work with.
Yeah.
You know who's going to keep it quiet. Yeah. And you know who's not going to leave their phone open. Well, nobody leaves their phone open just sitting on the side. Like, if my man hasn't got the sense to know the etiquette of workplace ridicule, then fuck him.
What I want to know is, why is Boris Johnson going down his phone like some fucking suspicious missus? Well, what? I've seen what you've been calling my fiance. What's this all about?
He's like,
why are you going from his phone though?
Johnson was relieved because he thought he was cheating on him at first. It's like, oh, thank God he's not talking to Starmer. He goes, I've heard you've been advising people on the side. Baby, no, I swear. I only advise you.
You're my one and only. Advisee.
You're my one. Yeah. He goes, what is this? He goes, nah, that, you don't understand. That was more of a consulting thing.
It's not advising. See, there's a difference.
There's a
difference between consulting and advising.
It's like, yo, I consulted with him.
I advised you.
With you.
That was perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, goodbye. No, it does, like, again, I don't, like, it does seem suspicious to me as well. Like, he seems like the kind of dude to be like, yeah, fucking, I said it, and what?
Yeah. Do you think that's true then, or not?
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's outside the realms of possibility. I think it's like the way people, like, the way them people go on, like, they call each other names and shit, like, all the time. I would not be surprised if they were.
It's definitely something he's been caught doing or saying.
Yeah, because my first thoughts were something, there's a big shit show coming and he wants to distance himself from it.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, no.
It's one of the two. It's one of the two. It's that or he said something.
What's interesting is because, like, people were like, or the joke census is like, people are like, oh, why would he leave when it's so close to Brexit? Which obviously he fucking, you know, he helped orchestrate. And I was like, does he, like, he probably knows how, if it is like something bad's coming, he knows how much of a shit show Brexit's going to be.
I mean, we all do, and though, don't we?
No, I mean, we all do. But then when the time comes, the fingers will be pointed at the people that are still in power. He's trying to distance himself, fucking go on a jaunt to Spain or some shit.
and paint Monkey Christ. He's distancing himself from it now when it's like a month away.
No, but yeah, but this is what I'm talking. I'm not talking about like next month when freedom of movement ends. I'm talking 5-6 months in when the shit show like it's going to be bad at the beginning and then it's just going to continue to get worse. Because when the first shit hits the fan, people are going to be like, oh, well, it's kind of bad, but you know, that British spirit, let's, you know, stiff up a lip and carry on. And then it's going to continue getting worse. And, you know, at a certain point, because as well, the newspapers are probably going to try sugarcoat it for a little while. And then once they know that the tide of public opinion is irrevocably turned, they will turn and they will start pointing the fingers as well. And the shitter will hit off the fan.
Yeah, but he's already been involved with it. He's done the damage. So why?
Yes,
so,
but you underestimate the British public and the shortness of memories. They will point the fingers at who's standing in front of them at that point in time.
Well, if I was the person they're pointing a finger at, I'd be like, hello, Barnard Castle, anyone?
Of course, only natural. I would do. These lot won't. They have etiquette and decorum or fucking some weird unwritten rules that they fuck around with. I would take them to his house. I'm like, cameras, come with me, come with me.
Come here a minute.
There he is.
I want to show you something.
Bruv, hold on. Oh no, hilarious thing that you've just reminded me of with Princess Nut Nuts. That's how I will refer to her, I don't care.
Princess Yum Nut.
Oh, only because, like, you know, I've got nothing against her. I don't fucking know her, but it's a much more fun name than Carrie Simmons. Again, it might have been the Daily fucking Mail. Oh, shit, it probably was. I see way too much of that paper. There was a news story going around, or there was people were talking about how she was part of a sex cult. And I was like, oh, hello, what's going on here? I saw the word sex and cult, and who wouldn't be interested?
You like, sign me up.
Yeah. I was like, get that red wine in the fridge. Callback. Go find it in another episode.
Check the hard drive.
There you go. So I went and looked it up, and apparently she was in a play about a sex cult one time. I don't know whether it was in this college. But the best thing to come from this news story was somebody, and I don't know whether this is genius or absolute fucking stupidity, they were like, no, she's in a sex cult and they're trying to indoctrinate us. Do you know what 666 means? 6 feet of space for 6 people for 6 months. That's what they're trying to do to us.
Fucking hell.
Mate, I'm sorry, but to put those to put those things together, to be able to draw those lines, they say there's a fine line between like genius and madness. And I think this person might be exactly on that line. They're neither one nor the other.
It's hardly a can of Monster, is it?
It's not. But it was probably the same woman. It was probably the same fucking woman, to be honest.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a video where someone has, let's say, curated a display of why the energy drink Monster is, what would you say?
A tool of satanic worship.
There you go. It's a tool of satanic worship because
device of ill repute.
Because the monster M logo is actually 6 in Hebrew or something like that. It's like the letters. It's like the number 6 in Hebrew. 3 times, and it's 666. And then yeah, go find it. It's funny. The effort this woman has gone to prove that Monster energy drink is the spawn of Satan.
I love that it's like, it's 666 in Hebrew. I'd be like, that would be cool if 666 meant anything in Hebrew.
Yeah. I swear 666 isn't even the sign of the devil or the mark of the devil, is it? It's like...
I don't even... I think it's from a film.
I watched It's from The Omen, but I watched an episode of QI once and they explained how 666 isn't the number of the devil. It's like,
yeah,
some other number.
Yeah. And like, it's just like, oh, well, it's in Hebrew, which is an ancient language, so that must be something. This is like, yeah, but they don't go together. That's like me writing Superman in Gujarati. And they're like, oh my God, like they, them two are not linked. Like, oh, Superman was real in the time of the ancients. No, I just wrote in a language that you're not familiar with.
It's all weird in that.
Oh, it's fucking crazy. But hey.
Hey, it's nearly Christmas.
It's nearly Christmas, and you know what that means.
Gammon.
Oh, you don't. Gammon. It does. It actually means gammon.
It means like gammon, proper, like gammon actual, on your
the good type.
Gammon on your dinner table, and gammon in reference to people losing their shit over Christmas ads.
I mean, I lose my shit over Christmas ads, but for very different reasons. I mean, just, yeah, extremely different reasons. Mainly because I'm just like, Christmas ads have just turned into a thing now.
Yes. And
it's nothing, do you know, to what do it with is? The brand. Like, yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's 1 year John Lewis knocked it out of the park with their Christmas ad, right?
They did.
And then
out of nowhere.
Can you remember what one it was?
Was it the Lily Allen one, or was that the second one? Or maybe that was even the third one. I think it was it the bear and the rabbit?
The bear and the rabbit, yeah. I think it might have been that
was
one.
Was that the first one? Yeah. Oh no, or was it the Man in the Moon?
That came after. That one always reminds me of the Rick and Morty episode. The Morty's Mind Blowers.
Just reminds me of Jimmy Savile.
Morty finds someone on the moon, like some sinister looking geezer on the moon. And he turns up at his school and he accuses him of being a paedophile, so he gets beaten up. Did he end up dying? He does end up dying, didn't he?
He dies, yeah. Yeah.
And then but it turns out the man on the moon was just a smudge on his telescope.
Yeah.
And so
that guy was a random that lived on his street.
So some random dude died because of him for no reason. Fucking brilliant.
All right, before we get onto the gammonism of it, like, have you seen a couple? You've seen a few?
I remember a few. I've seen a few this year.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I mean. About this year. Not old ones. I don't give a fuck about those. I just let's run for a few. You know, maybe we can run the rule over a few and give our thoughts and feelings.
Go on. What one you got first?
Coke. Yes. Did you see Coke's one?
I think I did.
All right. Well, I can sum it up easily. Just show the fucking truck. That's all we want.
Oh, not. Not the
holidays are coming one. Oh. It's not. They haven't done that this year. And that's what I'm saying. That's all anybody wants from Coke at Christmas. It's fucking holidays are coming and a brightly coloured truck. They got Taika Waititi to direct their...
Oh, I Christmas have seen this one, yes. Briefly.
Again, it was just shit. It's just twee. It's nothing to do with Coke. It's nothing to do... Like, Christmas ads don't even serve a purpose anymore.
No.
They don't serve a purpose. Like, they're not advertising. They are nothing to do with the brands. They're not pushing any kind of... Maybe that's the purest form of advertising. They don't want anything from you.
they're just to pull at your heartstrings these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And
I, for
I'm
one,
like,
can't stand them. They make me sick.
No, leave my fucking heartstrings alone.
I don't want to feel shit.
No. Yeah, the Coke one is the one where the guy gets... So there's many things wrong with this, which is I can't suspend my disbelief enough for this ad to make sense to me. So the guy gets given a letter for Santa from his daughter, which he promptly forgets about, just sticks in his fucking lunchbox.
He's like, fuck off, I'm doing something.
Yeah. He's at work eating his lunch and then he's like, oh fuck, the letter is still in there. What were you planning to do with that letter, mate? Were you really going to put it in a postbox and mail it? So he fucking decides, I'm going to deliver it to the North Pole myself in person. Takes the fuck off. Almost gets eaten by a whale. Yada, yada, yada. Turns out that all the kid was asking for that was that dad came home for Christmas and he was home. First off, dude's lost his job. He was gone for fucking ages. He has lost his job. He went AWOL on his lunch break. Secondly, just tell her that you delivered the fucking letter. Open it, read it, because if he'd have read it, he would have read that the letter said, I just want daddy home for Christmas. You don't need to do anything because you was going home for Christmas anyway.
And when you're there and you say to him, oh yeah, I delivered it, the fact that you're there telling her...
It's proof that you...
Her need is fulfilled.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, just fucking fucked me off. Just fucked me off. That's all it was. Did you see John Lewis? The infamous John Lewis?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, cunt.
Meh. It's just a meh ever. See, this is the thing. This is what I was saying to you. They absolutely knocked it out of the park with maybe the Bear and the Rabbit one.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they've tried to improve on it.
Every year.
Every year.
They're victims of their own success.
They are exactly really. That. Because people were like, oh, I wonder what the Christmas effort for John Lewis is going to be this year. They're the ones that, they're the trailblazers. Blah, blah, blah. Nah, just, maybe just stop making all that effort because it's never going to come like be at that level again. So
yeah, it's never going to be. Like, you should have just left it or take it in a completely different direction. Take it in an absolutely fucking totally different direction for the rest of the years. So yeah, they can fuck off. McDonald's can fuck off as well. Although McDonald's do make a good advert. It annoys me that McDonald's make adverts so well when they make good emotional adverts well, or adverts, you know, showing human relationships, when they're soulless fucks.
Yeah, and it's the worst food as well.
It's just, oh God, it's like, how do you manage to put so much feeling and empathy in an advert when you are devoid of, is that what's happening? You're putting all of the feeling and empathy that you don't have into these adverts.
Into an advert that probably lasts longer than the amount of time the food stays in your system.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You can't evoke emotions out of that.
No. No.
You can evoke emotions out of the Sainsbury's ones though.
Very strong emotions. Very strong emotions from the Gammonista.
I mean, I've probably said it before, but do people not have anything to do? Like, have they got too much time on their hands?
They don't. I actually have. Do you want to, while I find this, do you want to describe the Sainsbury's advert to set it up while I show some of the replies?
I mean, there's not much to describe, really. It's just a family. It's just a family spending time together at Christmas.
That's the fucking point. They don't do fuck all.
It's all like,
it's not even a good advert.
Is it genuine home video, or have they got actors doing it?
I assumed it was made to look like home video.
Yeah, it's still
either way
rehearsed.
Either way, yeah, it's not a great advert in the grand scheme of things. But the main point, which Kevin hasn't even said, because it doesn't even matter. The family are black. The family, it's a black family. And I will remind you, this is advert 1 of 3.
Yeah.
And Sainsbury's have made it very clear that this series of ads will show different families of different cultural backgrounds. So we know there's a white family coming at some point, which this actually already has, but that's never mind. Let's see some of the replies. Where are the British people? What fresh hell is this? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. You may as well rename yourself Blackberries, which I thought was funny. Blackberries was funny. I'll give him that.
See, the problem,
since Sainsbury's said they don't want white shoppers anymore, never said that. I've been going elsewhere and saved myself a fortune.
I think what they have said is they don't want racist shoppers anymore.
Yeah, and the fact that you equate racist with just being white is very telling.
See, the problem I have... See, I'm looking through the replies as well, and the problem I'm having is differentiating between the genuine racist and the parody accounts. Because I replied to one yesterday and I thought I was all clever. And then I looked at them and I was thinking, and I saw parody account. I was like, oh shit, I've got to delete that. But I've seen one, this one here is genuine. There seems to have been a mistake and we are shown the wrong advertisement. Could we have the English version, please?
Yeah, I saw one similar. It was like, good advert. Looking forward to seeing the UK version. One that I saw, and then I saw them getting ripped apart in the comments, was brilliant. It was like, another gaffe of Sainsbury's in a long line of gaffes. Where's Whitey? In the town I live in, Whitey accounts for 95% of the population.
See, I saw that one as well, and I thought that might have been a parody of one, because who's calling themselves Whitey in all seriousness?
That is a good point. That's true.
I see the white people have been represented well in this advert. Imagine a complete white family. Imagine the uproar.
Absolutely, like every other advert.
Absolutely sickening.
Sickening. Sickening. You're sick. It makes you sick.
How about this one? I hate this ad. It's just not in the
hate, right?
It's just not in the slightest bit Christmassy. It could be any family, regular Sunday lunch, and you should be promoting your own gravy. Your beef and red wine gravy is simply divine. I clear the shelves of it and have it on my Sunday roast. Not just beef. See, again, now let me just see this.
That is brilliant.
Oh no, that's a real account. That's a real account. Calling out the biggest, attention-seeking narc in modern day history, military wife and accomplished horsewoman. You are definitely white gammon.
Yeah, you're definitely gammon. But your gravy is amazing. Why are you promoting somebody else? That's probably the weirdest way of saying I'm a racist I've ever heard. I love the ones that get technical with it. They're like, oh, black people are only this percentage of the population and 100% the adverts. I was like, if you go and take 100 Sainsbury's adverts, I'm pretty sure that this advert or the amount of adverts featuring black people would equal 3%. You're mad that this one advert, like, you are not taking into context the rest of the adverts.
I saw one where it was like, I assume you're going to be showing a Muslim family as well.
I saw that. Did you see the reply where they called her Karen? No. Or they called him Karen because it was a guy.
No. It was a woman. No, it was Karen right in the tweet. She signed it off. That's what that was.
Oh shit. Oh man, I was well happy about that. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
This one I saw, there was a couple. Isn't the UK supposed to be all about diversity and inclusion? Don't see any of that here. Virtual signature if I've ever seen it. And I put getting angry at an advert because there's no whiteys in it. White privilege if I've ever seen it. And then there was another one. Hang on. Ah, he deleted it.
I'm seeing a lot of that these days. I'm seeing a lot of deleted.
The shame of it. But apparently it was like, well done for being woke. Good luck with your share prices dropping or something like that. And I put successive share prices, of course, are famously determined by levels of wokeness.
Oh mate, if they were, oh fucking hell, I'd play the stock market easily. the best thing about it was, so today, I think it was today, I believe today they dropped part two.
Yes,
which was the White Family.
I've seen it. Yeah,
traditional Northern as well. Doesn't get any more British than that.
Where are the southern families? Do they not celebrate Christmas?
People were still in the comments complaining. I was like, You got what you wanted.
Did you see what I put?
No, I did not see. I didn't see. What did you put?
I retweeted and put it. That's more like it.
Which, to be honest, I would have more respect for somebody doing that. Why are you still complaining?
Someone put the left and BLM have put this country back 50 years.
Oh, I saw that one.
Why?
I was like, the left and BLM put this country back 50 years. I don't see anybody getting lynched. Like, 50 years is where you want to go back to. You should be happy about that, dude.
This isn't the Britain I recognised. I'll shop at Tesco, thanks. All these Angles, Saxons and Vikings. I don't want foreigners on my screen. This is on the white
advert. Oh, I love this one. This is the parody one. I think this is the one, yeah, where he's like, where are the Celts?
Where are the real Brits picked Gales and Celts? Stop being so
that
woke.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. The one I saw, which I accidentally replied from our account.
Please subscribe and listen to us as well.
Yes, please do. Please do. Oh, fuck, where's it gone? I feel like maybe they delete it or something. The one I saw was like, we are a multicultural country. Racism is low here compared to other countries. Mm-mm. Oh, so it's fine then.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Low is acceptable.
Yeah. It's like, now everyone can see skin colour is being prioritised over personal qualities. Wait, because it wasn't throughout the whole of history? I was like, oh my God, this is a particularly new phenomenon.
Oh, that reminds me. I got a reply from our friend, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm sorry to say,
it wasn't what. Well, go on. It's probably what I expected.
There's
he did not take it well.
No, there's not. There's not that much lunacy involved. I mean, obviously he's really? Obviously he's wrong.
Yeah, but
I can't really. He hasn't presented it to me in a way where I can just go, "You fucking nut job." I actually admitted, like, it seems as though, I think the part of my reply was, I said, I was just checking that you're right, like, because he was saying that he's thought it through and he's providing context and whatnot, and like all the posts he's putting up. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, we have a friend on Facebook who we went to school with. It's ever since the George Floyd murder, it's just been post after post of like anti BLM, anti this, anti, like, he's just everything that's like whiffs of conspiracy, he's on it. Would you agree? What else is the other things?
It's basically it's all lives matter in personified.
Yeah, it's all lives matter.
It is.
So I messaged him because this is not the kind of person that we remember from school. He was like, he got on with everyone, like he had time for everyone. Yeah. And it's only since about 7 months ago, he's just been on this one man crusade of just nonsense, basically. So I was just checking up on him, just trying to educate him. Obviously, I'm not going to, because like you said, he's a lost cause. But I'm just trying to put it in a way where it wasn't provocative and it wasn't like going to invoke any sort of arguments that are just going to lead to nothing. Because I was going to post it like publicly, but then I thought that's going to do damage, and it's not going to, and my message is going to get lost in it. So I messaged him privately, and he responded. It was all very level-headed. It was all like, I know what I'm doing. I know it's not going to, and it's going to rub people up the wrong way. And I said to him, look, I was just checking to make sure that you're not a complete nut job and you wouldn't be out of place shooting up a school. But he was really sweet, and he was like, I appreciate it and all this. But yeah, I'm kind of disappointed, really. Are you?
Because it's weird. I mean, there was never going to be a happy outcome. Like,
no.
I mean, would I be happier if he was crazy, if he was a bit of a nut job? No, because either way, he's not going to change his mind. But I know what you mean. It's also easier to kind of get angry and vent at somebody that you don't see as a reasonable, rational human being.
Not even that. His opinions are coming from a balanced point of view. Like, he's done research. He's telling me he's done research and he provides context where he can.
But that's it. I don't.
And it's just his balance.
He's done research, but he's done a specific type of research where it's a confirmation bias.
Well, that's what I said to him. Hang on, let me just get my response up.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, fuck. Do you know what? He replied to me. I only read a little bit of it, and there's so much more that I missed. I might have to revisit this.
Well, let's revisit it. Maybe let's finish it next week then. And then, yeah. Oh, unless you're ready to now.
No, it's far too long.
All right. Yeah.
Here it is. I think it's fair to say we won't agree on this. I'm glad you are providing some context to what you're saying. But again, I don't think it's any less one-sided than what you claim other sources to be doing. And then I went on a bit more. So, yeah, I said to him, like, what you're providing is a little bit more one-sided, just on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I just read a little bit. He said he's taken the time out to read the Quran. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm going to have to read this.
Good. Well, is he taking time out to read the Quran or reading certain excerpts of the Quran?
Yeah, probably. Because again, it's things that are going to confirm what he thinks.
Exactly. And this is the thing. I was like, I'm going to take some time out to read the Quran. All right, cool. But you have never once questioned the Bible. Like, I know you have not. You went to a Catholic school. I know you have never once in your life. And there's some ill shit in that people have killed. People have used it in the name of killing. And there still are to this day.
Mate, I included that as well in my response to him. I tried my best.
And this is it. And fair enough, he may have done research and he may be looking at it.
But he's,
for want of a better word, rationally.
He's finding things he wants to find.
Yeah. And it's not rational, because it's not from a view of, let's see if I'm right. It's a view of, let's prove I'm right. mean, which we all do. We do.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times I've gone to look something up and I've been so disappointed when I'm just like, oh, that's not what I was saying. But you know, you kind of have to learn to be like, all right, fine, whatever happens. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. Make sure I go in fully knowing what's going on.
I mean, the point I was trying to get across was, yet again,
don't be a prick.
Yet again, racists are going to racist. If it's whether it's feeling threatened because there's more inclusion for different cultures, because we are now a multicultural nation, more so than ever, and that's getting people's backs up for some reason, like they've besmirched them personally. Like, I don't understand that. So whether it's violence in the street that they're seeing, or whether it's a fucking Christmas advert that doesn't have any white people in it, what's your game?
Yeah, and you know, I would be more sympathetic if you'd given a fuck about these things before. Like, all right, for instance, the story that you shared about the woman being excluded because she wasn't Muslim, or being told not to drink, and it's fucked up. Don't get me wrong, that's fucked up. But if this stuff wasn't going on now, you wouldn't have given a fuck about that story.
Well, I said that to him as well, mate. I've judged, like I said, I try my best.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not even trying to bring up arguments to give to him. I'm not even talking about him specifically. I just, like, a lot of people, like, again, you know, when it's like, oh, white people get murdered by police too. All right, cool. So what are you doing about it? You didn't give a fuck about it but people have been protesting this shit for years. It's just come to the fore. People did not just wake up when George Floyd died and was like, all right, I'm doing something. People that have been doing stuff for fucking years finally reached their boiling point. You gave zero fucks. Like, you know, this whole, black people are only 4% of the, black people are only 4% of the population. Why are they so much on the TV? When black people were 1% of what was being shown, or 0%, did you care?
No,
were you there saying, oh, we need a couple more black people because they're 4% of the population? You didn't care until it was not in your favour anymore.
You were comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And which is what I said to somebody. It was like, it was the person that was like, oh, you know, skin colour is being used rather than quality of character. I was like, it's always been that way. Just now, it affects you. Which has been affecting people for fucking years.
Oh, dear.
It's done.
Like, and again, like I said, it's not going away anytime soon. People are going to carry on.
It will be years before it evens itself out. Like, this is equity right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really tempted, because it's what I'm about to say would border on it going back to the way things are. Because it's not going away anytime soon. Is there any point of having these arguments? But there is every point of having these arguments, because it's going to go back to the way it was.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, is there any point in having... I mean, I suppose you could ask the question, is there any point of having these arguments one-on-one? That's debatable. That's debatable. But, you know, every now and again, somebody turns around and they're like, ah, you know what, you're right. So, and like I've said before, it's a good feeling, but... Yeah, right now what you're seeing is equity.
Hmm.
Before equality, there is equity, which basically means people that had less are getting more to be brought up to level.
Should put that,
like,
on a t-shirt.
I love, you know, mate, I love a fucking analogy. It's like running a marathon, and me and you are running a marathon, and you're running free and easy, and I've had weights on my ankles for like half the marathon. So halfway through the marathon, they're like, all right, cool, we'll take the ankle weights off. But you're gone.
Yes.
So before we could be equal, they've come to you and they're like, yo, we're going to have to hold you back just a little bit until he catches up. And then you can both go.
And I'll be like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're winning. Because you're winning. But that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing we want equality, but to get equality, there has to be equity first.
Have I told you my marathon story?
I don't know. I mean, no, go on. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. You told me a few things about the marathon.
When I ran the marathon a few years ago.
And you had your bleeding nipples.
No, nipples. Penis.
Something was bleeding. Go on.
Yeah, about after about 8 months, like I'd hardly done any training for it because like a month or so before that, I did a half marathon and I'd hardly done any training for that. Like I didn't build up my...
Because a month or so before that, I did a quarter marathon and I'd hardly done any training for that.
I didn't build up my miles and like I'd only done like 3 miles before the half marathon. But the adrenaline and the people getting you, like cheering you on as you go around, it got you through. And I ran basically the whole way of the half marathon. So I kind of took the attitude of, I don't really do that much. The people will get me through it.
Yeah.
I think 6 miles in, done. I'm blowing out my arsehole. both my quads went.
He did tell me that.
Yeah. And after a while, I'm literally just dragging my feet along the floor, like trying to look like I'm about to run. And it got to Canary Wharf, and by this time I'm absolutely dead. And I saw some old woman go past me, and you hear, "Go on, Ethel! Yeah, go on!" Everyone's cheering Ethel, and I'm like, you know, yeah, good for you, Ethel. You've gone this far, and you're still going. Like, more power to you, girl.
Yeah,
best pick up the pace. I'm not getting beat by an old woman. So I'll speed up a little bit and I'll get past her. I'm like, right, yeah, that's that chapter done. A few minutes later, Ethel comes along once again. Oh, and you see, yeah, go Ethel, woo, woo, woo. I'm like, yeah, well done, Ethel. You're still jogging. And so speed up again, try and get past her. She comes past me again a few minutes later. At that point, I'm like, will you fuck off, Ethel?
For fuck's sake, Ethel, will you fuck off?
I'm trying not to get beat by an 80-year-old woman. And you're ruining it. Read my lips. Oh. I saw some sights on that fucking run. I saw some bird pissing in the street just before Canary Wharf. Ethel.
Yeah, but she was probably coming from a night out.
Yeah, probably. I remember at the end I couldn't walk, like I could not lift my legs up. Getting up a curb was almost impossible. And it got to the point where I had to go up some steps to go to Westminster. And Linda Robson from Birds of a Feather, she was knocking about around there, and her and my aunt lifted me up the steps. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then, like, I'm walking off, and my aunt, who's supposed to be helping me, she's standing there getting a picture with her. I'm like,
as you slowly fall back down the stairs because like, you can't support yourself.
I'm like, can you not? I'm trying to get home here. Never again. Don't ever do the marathon, people. Fucking awful.
I never will. Oh, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm sorry.
Charities,
I'll support you in another way.
Are we done? Have we got anything else? Anything else you
want
to say?
I think we're done. There's nothing else for me. Oh, one thing I do want to say, tying it all nice in a little bow, racism and Christmas ads. Too many black people on your TV. Aldi has got a fucking ad about carrots. A family of fucking carrots.
Excuse me.
They represent 0% of the population.
Kevin the Carrot.
It is Kevin the Carrot. Oh, fucking knobhead. I fucking hate him. I fucking hate Kevin the Carrot.
It's a fucking animated carrot. How can he be a knobhead?
Good. He can be because he is.
You know what? That's a good point. Should we, I mean, off air, obviously, but should we go through the replies to the Aldi advert? See what Richismo's going on there.
I might actually throw a little tweet in there myself. Be like, this is disgusting. Carrots represent 0% of the population, but they're 100% of the Aldi adverts.
Where are the parsnips?
I'm allergic to carrots. I find this offensive.
Where's the cauliflowers in this advert?
It's fucking, yeah. So if you don't like the Black Sainsbury's family, show the same energy to Kevin and his breed of cunts.
Me or the carrot?
That's all we have time for this week.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Talk amongst yourself next week, I guess.
Oh, shit. Oh, we didn't do the socials. You know what they are, people,
yeah,
don't you?
Listen to the other episodes. They're on there.
Go on. throw us a cheeky little review. Have a little bit of bants on Twitter.
What TV show would you put on Trump's network?
Yes, let's know. What TV shows would you have on top? What would you call Trump's network? What presenters would you have? Give us your ideas and we'll read some of the best ones out next week.
We will.
It's going to be a sad episode this time next week when we have none.
It's just us trying to think of more.
Just trying to stay positive.
All right, everyone, get out.